People in those years between childhood and adulthood need some outlets for the many, many things they think and feel. The Life Art Program, based in the Rogue Valley, is designed to provide such an outlet. It's been going on for a few years now, turning out contented teenagers and lots of artwork. And it will reach another milestone soon with the opening of a new space. Two guests join us in the studio. Phil Ortega is the Life Art founder and an employee of the Eagle Point School District, District 9 in Jackson County. Adrian Chavez is a participant and a North Medford High School student. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for having us here this morning.
So, Phil, tell us about how what were you doing when you started Life Art? How did it come about?
So the history about it is that I'm a truancy officer in Jackson County, and I help kids get back in school when they drop out. And what happened was one day I was at my body shop. The way I release my stress is painting hot rods, old hot rods, restoration. And it was early in the morning on a Saturday morning. I hear what I thought was kids tagging the back of my shop. I hear the spray paint sound in the back of my shop. And, you know, I'm a Marine. I was 6 years in the Marine Corps. And I walk out slowly, silently. And I said, "Good morning, gentlemen." And they kind of they looked at me and they looked down at their backpacks. And I picked up their backpacks and said, "This is my shop. Why don't you come inside and have a conversation with me?" And that choice to invite them in and have a conversation has started and changed the way I kind of look at life and the way I work with teens. Because when I brought them in and I asked them, you know, "Why are you tagging the back of my shop?" I said, "You know, we mean no disrespect to you. We're trying to create a mural for my brother and their cousin of the other boy that was there that had committed suicide." See, they had a reason to go out there, and they wanted to kind of express their feelings towards the idea that their brother had and cousin of this young boy had committed suicide, and so they wanted to leave a mural in his honor. And I asked them, why don't you put that art on something more meaningful, like a canvas, and then tell a story and bring some awareness to the issue of suicide? And when Michael's opened that art store that morning, I bought them canvases and art supplies. And a couple hours later, I paid them $50 each for their time because they created some beautiful art. And then I still have that art. And I wanted to display that art, and that's how Life Art began. Life Art stands for Live, Inspire, Freedom of Expression.
So it really did start in an impromptu way. It was like Life Art got started like right there by that spark.
You know, the interesting part was that after those boys, who are both doing really well today, created some art, they almost became instantly part of a family. The idea that they wanted to belong. Every kid wants to belong to something bigger than themselves. And so they weren't in sports. They weren't attached to any other kind of social groups. And so we created something that was special for them.
And so how quickly did it grow? I mean, how many more students did you add and over what amount of time?
In about a six-month period, we had about 50 kids, and we used to meet at my house on Sundays. So my wife works at North Medford High School. I work for Eagle Point School District. And before you knew it, we had about 50 kids at my house on Sundays. Just feeding the kids and buying art supplies and having a place for them to kind of just be themselves is really what we're all about. And today we've grown up to 150 kids in the program. And we're excited to open our own new space in downtown Medford.
So, Adrian Chavez, let's talk to you and find out about you. What got you into Life Art?
I actually joined Life Art purely out of luck. I remember I wanted to complete a mural in my room to have a place to spray paint legally. And I also live in apartments, so, you know, I knew I'd have to erase it at one point. So I was heading down to an art store downtown, and so I was shopping for spray cans. And in all honesty, most of it was for my room. So I was sitting there, and these two guys, you know, were carrying out these huge murals. And I was kind of like, whoa, you know, it was all packaged. And I was like, what's, you know, in the package? But I was just kind of, you know, minding my own business. And all of a sudden, this man kind of pokes me on the shoulder. And he's like, "Hey, man, you know, what are those spray cans for?" And I was like, oh, no. This guy's like an undercover cop. You know, I was kind of worried. I was like, oh, no. But it turned out to be Phil, you know, and he invited me over to the program on a Saturday. And I went. And just overall, since then, I've spent a lot of time with him.
You said most of it was for your room.
Yes.
There was some plan for other purposes?
Yeah, before, you know, like, some kids don't have a place to, like, spray paint or anything. So, I mean, they find, like, other places that aren't, like, as good than rooms, you know. But, yeah, with Phil Ortega now, he's giving me a place to paint, like, legally. And, you know, it's gotten a lot of kids out of that zone.
We're talking about the Life Art Program in the Rogue Valley based in the Medford area. Phil Ortega is the founder. Adrian Chavez is a participant and a North Medford High School student. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions or comments at 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Phil, did you just happen to be hanging around the paint to the spray paint store that day?
You know what? I have this partnership with Southern Oregon Central Art Store. It's
Central Art Supply.
Central Art Supply. Mm-hmm. Mr. and Mrs. Ebert are fantastic. Since day one, they've supported our program. And we buy these huge canvases because kids want to spray paint. And it's an art form. But I want them to do it legally. I want them to do it with a purpose. We created a program called Art with a Purpose. So it's a drug prevention campaign, an anti-bully campaign. It's a school engagement campaign. And so we create these cool pieces of art that we hang up in schools. And what Adrian saw was the huge canvases that we order that Dan Ebert himself builds for us.
Wow. So you got a few people around the community getting involved in the process, too.
Absolutely. From Central Art Supply to South Stage Sellers to the school districts giving us opportunity to work with kids after school. We have an opportunity here to really harness some and redirect some energy that I think kids are crying out for without actually saying it. Because a lot of kids are tagging the community. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we give them a purpose? Let's give them an opportunity. And right now we're working on our 9th mural today. Today, this afternoon, we'll be at Table Rock Elementary, and we're creating some murals around the community and giving some of these kids the opportunity to go out, express their art, validate their art, and also make a little money along the way. We pay for the art supplies and pay them for their time.
Speaking of money, Adrian, I understand you've sold some of your work.
Art in Bloom, I sold my first painting, and overall it's it's a really good feeling to know that someone likes your art so much to the point that they actually want to buy a piece.
So tell me about how the Life Art Programs works for somebody who's in it. So where do you go? How long are you there? All that sort of basic stuff.
So we're opening our new gallery, and from there we'll have our new hours, and say within those hours there'll be a mentor there that works with the Life Art Program. And what I like about them is that they have mentors for a lot of, specific art forms, say, graffiti artists or just, acrylic artists. And basically any teen or anyone can go to the gallery. And from there, they can just have, a canvas for themselves and art supplies, and they can work on it there. And it's just kind of like studio hours that you can put in.
Have you gotten a lot further along in your artwork? Have you learned new realms and new techniques?
I've definitely learned a lot since I've been there. I've seen pictures of my old artwork compared to my new artwork, and it's just it seems like it's a different artist doing it, really.
What would you be doing if you weren't in Life Art, do you think?
Before Life Art, I used to just stay at home a lot, just kind of watch movies, and it was this gloomy atmosphere where I'd hang out with friends, and then after that it's what else is there to do? But with Life Art, they've given me a lot to do and put forward time into. And when Phil organizes these murals to work on, it gives me an outlet to just kind of express myself with other people and collaborate on projects. And it's also introduced a doorway to meet a lot of new other people.
Yeah, it's not just about the art itself, Jeff. What I really think about Adrian having success, even at the Art in Bloom, selling this piece of art. Adrian, if you don't mind, what'd you sell the piece of art for?
$250.
Nice.
So $250 for a 16-year-old kid from Medford. It's not just about the art and not the money, but he had to negotiate and communicate with adults about the process of buying that piece of art and what it meant. So the gentleman that actually bought it owns a business here in town, and he was really supportive of Adrian's kind of growing from that experience and kind of haggled a little bit with the price for a bit. So he had to learn how to explain what the art meant and how much to ask for the price of it.
So what was the opening bid, if you don't mind us asking?
Well, he offered $100 at first, and I was I spent about 30 hours on this, and I was can't we go a little higher? He's what are you thinking? I was I think $250 is a fair price. And I explained to him how long it took and just overall the medium on it. And then, he took a while, and he's I'll go with it.
Wow.
And it was...
So yeah. Pretty good negotiating. Adrian Chavez and Phil Ortega join us on The Exchange. They're from the Life Art Program. So at 150 kids, are there many, many more who could be in Life Art if you had more facilities, more districts involved, that sort of thing?
Correct. Our whole hope is that if you take the whole year, the whole calendar school year, 365 days a year, and you subtract your weekends, your summers, and your holidays, kids only go to school 176 days. That means that they have 189 days out of school. So they have actually more time out of school than they are in school. So a lot of those times are unstructured hours. And so what we're hoping to do is take some of that unstructured hour and put them into something productive. So we have the opportunity to do after-school programs at almost any school that wants us there. We write grants, and the grants are intended to buy the art supplies for these kids. We really believe that giving kids art supplies is really kind of a barrier for these kids, where they can't pay for it themselves or their parents because they're expensive. The art supplies in this time, they're expensive, so we try to buy the grant or write the grants to get them the access to the art supplies.
Did life art end up in some districts kind of taking the place of places where art classes had to be cut because of budget cuts?
You know, even in District 9, where I'm a part of, you know, it's an elective class, and the problem with an elective class is that it has its capacity limits. And so of a school, let's say it's a 500-student school, you might have 150 to 160 kids in that program total. That means that there's a lot of kids that want the art but don't have the access to it. So we create these after-school programs to give them part or access to it.
And do you take any ribbing, Adrian, from people who are not in the program who, I don't know, think art's for sissies or something?
Honestly, no. Like, what I've seen from a lot of my friends over at North, many of them are supportive towards the program. Well, not many, actually. All of them, like, they're really encouraging for the art, you know, and a lot of them are like, Adrian, can you do me, you know, like a painting of this and this? And it's actually just gotten me in touch with like a lot of other people that see these arts in like public places, and they ask me questions about it. And I've never been put down for it or being in life art. And if anything, people ask me questions of how they can join.
And have you helped some get in the door behind you?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you were talking about the friends asking for paintings. Are they starting to commission artworks from you? Like, are you doing works on other people's instructions?
Yeah, like, I'm actually working on, like, say, a painting for a girl that wanted a deer. And, yeah, she's paying me for that one. It's just, like, a lot of people, I see that art's, like, rising up, you know, and a lot of people are liking it, and it's becoming more a part of, like, the youth I see also. Mm-hmm.
So Phil, where does it go from here? You mentioned the new center opening. Tell us about the place and what it's about.
So this Friday, June 19th at 6:30, we're going to open the doors for the first time, and we are inviting the community to come out and celebrate youth, art, their voice. At 6:30, we're going to have some poems and speeches by the youth. And then the gallery's at 312 Middleford Alley, 312 Middleford Alley in downtown Medford, right next to Jackson Creek Pizza. And it's a really kind of a hip, cool spot. We've been working on it for the last maybe 3 months, remodeling it, new floors, new paint, brand new tables and furniture for the kids, new cabinets and countertops and so forth. And so now the idea is that over the summer, where kids are not in school, unstructured times as well, we're going to offer any Friday and Saturday, any kid that wants to come and be part of Life Art, just come in, check out the space. You might really enjoy it and stick around and create some art.
Middleford Alley, for the folks who might not know it, is a little alley that runs parallel to and behind, in other words, just north of Main Street in Medford, right next to the parking structure.
That's right.
At Main Street and Riverside Avenue. So how are you funding all this? I mean, how are you putting all this together?
So for the last 5 years, we've been working on developing relationships with our community. There's an event here that happens in Jackson County that really kind of propelled us to the next level, and it's the South Stage Sellers Rising Stars event. And what they did is they created this kind of venue for artists, musical artists, to be recognized, and every year they give a benefit. And this year we were honored that they chose Life Art to receive that benefit of that donation, and it was that $10,000 that we received was put in place to remodel this location and to get it set up for these kids. Along the way, we've received some grants from the gang task force here in Jackson County. See, a lot of the kids that we're dealing with, might have made bad choices in the past, and we're trying to redirect them. So they actually gave us a grant to help kind of redirect some of these youth. We also received the Oregon Community Health Benefit Fund. And what they do is they support kind of innovative programs. And so what we're trying to do is kind of redirect the youth along the way. And there are some fantastic agencies out there that are willing to invest in our community.
So what are some of the requirements? Do the kids have to be registered in school? What ages do they have to be? What other sorts of requirements are there?
It's funny because we don't sign a contract with the kids, but they have a mentor. And their mentor is constantly asking them, hey, how are you doing in school? How's your attendance? You know, and I can be honest. I think Adrian had some setbacks in school. But, you know, how did your grades improve?
Yeah, my grades have improved because I also do a lot of, like, homework at the gallery because, you know, living in, like, a tight apartment with my mom and her boyfriend is just not, like, an ideal place to do a lot of homework, and I don't have
a
lot of
space
to
go in addition to a place to do artwork.
Yeah, it's really useful.
The kids can pretty much hang out when they're not creating art, and it's a really positive atmosphere. And our mentors, our paid staff, one to graduate from SOU with a sociology degree and minor in women's studies, and the other one is actually an art student now at SOU. And so a lot of the focus of and push that we have is to progress. Whatever it is that you're into, we want you to progress.
All right. So it's June 19th. That's this Friday at 6:30, the grand opening of the gallery at 312 Middleford Alley in Medford.
Okay. That's correct.
Phil Ortega is the founder of Life Art. Adrian Chavez, one of the participants and a North Medford High School student. Thank you both for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeff, for having us here.
You bet.
Thank you.